Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Reverse Forecast. This is our sixth episode.
This is also a very happy episode.
It's a very happy episode from a great first day at Aintree, where both of our bets of the day came in with Banbridge winning the first and Zenta winning the second. And we both had them in a double.
And both singles as well.
Few other horses ran okay. I mean, the other ones were kind of guessing games. We weren't really sure on who was going to go in those. Those were our two definite best bets, and they both came in. And you had another one as well?
Oh, yeah, Dice Art and us in the bumper. Sadly, didn't actually back him in the end. I was just kind of, we didn't really, after we won early in the first two races, we kind of didn't really bet the rest of the
day. It was a ridiculously open race, though. Like,
yeah.
Even though See You in My Dreams was unbelievably disappointing. It was kind of like See You in My Dreams versus the William Mullins horse, it seemed like. And then they both kind of ran awful. And Golden Ace from Jeremy Scott's yard came in second.
That was very surprising.
Missed out on that yard information, but that was a great run. And well done to the whole team. That was 40-1.
Cracking effort. It was sick. I actually looked, it was 66s last night. So massive price.
Should have been all right. It was a great day and the start to a great week. We got some great bets for tomorrow, I think. I'm very confident in a few of them.
Well, you could surprise me. I don't know what Finn's gonna say, and he doesn't know what I'm gonna say. So
there you go.
It's gonna be interesting.
Aintree day two. So the first race is the Grade One Novice Chase over 3 miles one. This is, I mean, to me, it's Jerry Klomps to lose. I think I'm from today as well, especially seeing how I think Zenta on form should have won by miles, and Zenta only obviously won by a short head. And I think that's the Cheltenham factor kind of coming in, and Banbridge missing the Cheltenham Festival. I think it just played into his hands so much. You saw Stage Star flop, ran a big race in the Arkle at Cheltenham and then ran a great race today. And I think he boosted his form 100% on that run. But in this race, there's not really anything I think that can compete with Jerry Klom that didn't run at the Cheltenham Festival. I don't think Complete Unknown. I'm like a full believer on a horse's hurdle form carries over to his chase form, apart from unbelievable exceptions like Edward Stone. But other than that... So I think Jerry Klom, I think if you can find an odds boost, what were the good odds boosts today, Hug? Bet365, wasn't it?
Yeah, Bet365 usually do a super boost around like an hour, 2 hours before racing. So keep an eye on that, definitely.
I think if you can get a super boost on Jerry Klom, you see the first half a mile, he's ridden out the front, prominent. I think he's won.
I also think that Gallia de Lito will not get the ground at all because he loves it boggy, and judging from today it was pretty good ground, would you say?
The rain was supposed to come, but
And it has. I don't know if it's going to rain tonight though, but I wouldn't be surprised if he's a non-runner in the morning.
Ron travels well, but again I compare hurdle form, but when they're unexperienced chasers, I just like to compare hurdle form, and I don't think Bron has got the ability to beat Jerry Klom. I think he was given every chance to beat him last time and he didn't. So I think that's Jerry Klom for both of us in the first.
Right, moving on now to the 220, the 2 mile four, William Hill handicap hurdle. Favourite Camprons. Finn, what are your thoughts on this race?
It is a ridiculously open race. It's kind of like so many different form lines all coming into one and kind of seeing what comes out of it. But I think Camperon is £5 higher than his run at Cheltenham. I still think, I've watched a few previews and they're like, everyone's a bit harsh on Aidan Coleman for his ride, but I still think he went a bit early. I still think he was the best horse in that race. I think it was run again. I still think he wins. I think 13-2 to back a horse each, back Camperon each way, 13-2. I think this is a great bet. I think he will be
definitely in some place hackers as well.
Yeah, definitely in some place hackers. Yeah, we're loving a place hacker at the moment, betting on horses finishing the top four and putting them together. I also think Pull Again Green 25s he was when I first looked at this race this morning. He's now into 14s. He tried chasing, didn't like chasing, gone hurdling, ran at Kempton last time right-handed, where he doesn't like right-handed at all. Needs to go left-handed. He's back here left-handed. Good ground. Liam Harrison taking off £3. I think he has an unbelievable chance at 14s. I think if you back him tomorrow morning as well, get best odds guarantee, he'll probably drift from 14s at some point.
Like that.
What do you think?
I'm on Fenner's Cross at 11s. running the Supreme this year. Before that, he was at Cheltenham in November, and he ran a good race against a horse who finished in third called Springwell Bay, who the next two times out won at Ascot, bolted up by 9 lengths, again at Wetherby by 1 length. And I think, obviously, the Supreme was just, he would never have a chance in that. But I think now, handicap debut with a claimer on board, £5 claimer. I think he'll go very well.
Do you remember that horse called Buddy won in this race? Was it the Martin Pipe? The race that Irocco won?
Martin Pipe.
Second. He jumped the last in front and then just hung hard left and literally threw the race away. All he could. And I think he has to be there with a good chance as well if you're looking. Because obviously in these races...
Know how much he's gone up from that?
No, I can't tell. But on bet, I can't... let me have a look. I'm not sure. He's got a £7 claimer on as well.
He's got £4.
I don't think that's enough to really change. But I think if we... Because with these races, you get 6 places. I think picking 3 horses is okay. And I think he might be worth a bet as well each way.
Yeah, I like it.
That's the second race for us.
Moving on now, we have the 255, the 2 mile Poundland Top Novices Hurdle. It's going to be a cheap
Poundland quality race.
Cheap race. I'm going to have a pound on Found and 50 in this race. Only a pound. Because I just love the form with Corbett's Cross. I think Corbett's Cross at Cheltenham, although it was over 3 miles, if he hadn't of, I don't even know what you'd call that. Was it veered? Ran out.
I don't know.
For me, it was heartbroken when that happened. But I think if Corbett's Cross hadn't run into the side of the jump, then he would have won that easily, I think. And I...
Coming there quick, wasn't he?
Yeah, and I can't have Lucia after her last round, and she had a hard race at Cheltenham. I think in the pocket, it's got a good chance. Again, at Cheltenham, I'm just liking this when they're coming there fresh, I think.
Fully staying away from the Cheltenham form, I think, for this one. My bet, which is one of my best bets of the day, probably my second best bet of the day, I think, is No Looking Back. Second to, oh my God, my mind's gone blank.
Irish Point.
Is that Grey Horse? Yeah, Irish Point. Last time out, chasing him down towards the finishing line, giving him £9 as well in that race. And I think he comes here fresh. There's already been market support, 12s into 9s at the moment. You can back him each way. In this race, you can get, I think some places might give you 4 places for this. And I think No Looking Back is definitely worth a bet. Because from my point of view, I think in the pocket has no chance. I think Lucia has no chance due to the Cheltenham factor. Helen Back, I've seen a lot of people tipping him up, wise people, but I just can't really see it when the first 8 in the Supreme were all British. No, were all Irish. I can't really give the British horse any chance. I think it's Found 50 versus No Looking Back, and I think No Looking Back is definitely a value at 10 to 1.
I also think, got to point out Autobell, who looks quite good, if I have to say, quite good. Unbeaten.
You can't tell at all, though, can you?
But yeah, as I was going to say, you can't tell. It's like most of us, this seemed like Jupiter De Geet, you thought was incredible and then was not. It's like a horse is winning over that margin, it's just you can never tell. But one to keep your eye out for, I think.
Also, Tamuris as well. It was pretty, like, almost kind of fancy in the Supreme.
Yeah.
I mean, if he was coming here off the back of that without this running Supreme, he'd probably be favourite for this race. But I'm not sure he'll get his ground. I think he wants soft ground. So that's no looking back for me.
And found them 50 for me.
The next race is the 2.5 mile grade one. This is a very complex race with a lot of horses with intertwining form that have beaten one another and then been beaten by the other one. And it is very complex. For me, I like in this, I mean, Hitman travels really strong. I don't think he'll find Pick Dory. I think he had a seriously hard race at Ascot trying to chase down Shishkin. Fakir Dudariz, again, think I had a serious hard race at Ascot. I get that was a long time ago, but I just can't. At the prices, I can't be backing them to win this race. If I'm going for an angle, I'm going to be backing Miller's Bank. This campaign hasn't really gone to plan. But if you look back 2 years ago, he won at Aintree, course form. Every time when he runs at Aintree, he's a different horse. I think this has always been in the back of mind of the trainer. And I think he comes here fresher than others. And I think he has a great chance. So about 10 to 1, I think that's definitely worth a bet.
Like that, but I'm with...
Like that.
That was a strange way to say it, but I'm with Pick Dory here. I think he's... I love his jumping. I'm a big fan of it. Obviously, the Ascot race was hard, but Shishkin's had two since then. True. I think he's obviously quite fresh now. I think he'll beat Fakir Dudariz again. I was not impressed at Ascot with him at all. I think Hitman will obviously had the race at Cheltenham, so I can't have that. And then I also do like Fugitive, only because he's always bang there on the bridle, and I just love that. Yeah,
him and never, Hitman will be coming there on the snaff, and then Miller's Bank.
Yeah, but I can never. He never quite seems to get there. But so I'm with Pick Dory here. I think Cobden's picked the right horse.
There you go.
Right, moving on now to the 405 over 2.5 miles. The Topham handicap chase. Ashtown Lad leads the betting at 8 to 1 with. I'm gonna slaughter the name, Gleskill.
Just skill. I don't know.
Skill. I'm going to quickly say before, because Finn's got a fancy in this race, I do not have that big of a fancy in this race. All I'm going to say is I can't have Il Redotto because I just don't like that horse. That's my bet. Lay Il Redotto.
Fair enough. I've got two bets in this. So this race is just unbelievably open. Obviously, it doesn't need explaining how unbelievably open it is. But I love the angle of horses that have been hurdling and then go to a big handicap chase at big meetings. It just seems like they've been plotted up for the race. They are plot jobs. Equus Dancer coming in of 10 stone 4. Been hurdling last time out. I love horses that do that. And I just think I think you'll be able to get about 20 to 1 for him each way. Sean Bowen has won this race before. And I think he has an unbelievable chance. He'd definitely be my best bet at this race.
Move on to the next, you've said it's a plot without...
All right, the plot alarm. Plot alarm. Let's go.
That's not good form from you right there.
Sorry, I forgot about that. I also have another fancy. I'm also going to back Fantastic Lady each way at 40 to 1. So I fancy Fantastic...
You love your 40s.
Yeah. I fancied Fantastic Lady for this race last year when he unseated at the first fence, I think it was. And I remember James Bone was riding it and James like ran to the finishing line to congratulate Sean, his brother, after he won it. And Fantastic Lady was very disappointing off a 3 month layoff last time. And I'm looking past that race. I think that was, if you look through her form, she doesn't run a bad race. And I don't know where that came from. If you look before, She then beat a horse called Zambella, who has been around for ages. It was kind of the top mare chaser for a bit. Always runs her race. And Fantastic Lady beat her easily. I think at 10 stone, 12, 40 to 1 each way is definitely worth a bet. So those are my two in that race.
Like that. Obviously, mine's to lay El Redote.
Next race is the 340. This is the 3 mile grade one novice hurdle. This is a very open race. I've actually just been watching the Coral like preview, and they gave no mention to Absolute Notions, and I cannot understand why. Because I think he's a plot, Harry. I think
you heard that. You heard that.
That was quiet. Give it again. I need a louder one.
I saw that was disappointing alarm.
Yeah, that was proper loud. There you go.
There you go.
He suits every. Like, isn't all right. First of all, he's Irish, which I would always put ahead of the English. I just will. It's just how I am. He missed Cheltenham. He was second last time out, beating Sandal Kagain, which obviously Sandal Kagain like ran so close in the Al Bartlett. I think should have won the race personally. And Stairway Faye would be my second choice. He's got the Cheltenham hard race. Can't have him. Maximilian, I just don't like his profile. I think the only reason he won at Donny was because Stairway Faye got hampered in between. There was one horse on the left, one horse on the right, him in the middle. He got squeezed up and he hated his life.
Yeah, I agree
and
with that.
The others, I just don't think have the class. And I think Absolute Notions will take a lot of beating in that race.
I'm following you here. I'm with Absolute Notions, definitely. I also think I think it's really interesting, Grey Dawning. I know the Skeletons haven't had a winner yet, but I think that he's very interesting. He could also, because it's an English horse, he could be rubbish. But I think he's got a good chance. Didn't go to Cheltenham. Fresh. Big price as well. I think you can get... What is it?
At the moment, but you probably get 12 to 1 somewhere.
I think he will drift on the day, to be honest. But yeah, overall, I'm with Absolute Notions.
There you go. Absolute Notions for both of us.
And in the last race of the day, the lucky last, the 515 2 mile land and sea handicap hurdle.
Yeah, against each other.
Yeah, we're having a little battle here. You say yours first. I'll let you go first. Because okay. I'm going to win in the race, so I'll let you go first.
So I'm Scar from Paramount, basically. I backed him at Taunton quite heavily, and I can't see how he ever got beaten, and he got beaten. Last time of faking him, he was unbelievably impressive. I just don't know. I just feel like he's been running in these weird races that have weird form lines, and when it will come down to the big day, I just don't think he'll turn up. I don't know why I have that feeling. I just have that feeling. I think going through it, it's a super open race again. It won't be a big bet. But my bet for this is going to be Nibiru. I don't think you pronounce that right. So he is second to...
I think you smashed that, actually.
Nibiru, you reckon? Yeah, it's pretty good. Second to Gaelic Warrior at Leopardstown. Obviously, Gaelic Warrior's giving shed loads of weight. But if you look, Bally Adam finished in behind him. Bally Adam then went and finished fifth at Cheltenham. A great run, which boosts the form line. I think, obviously, it's an apprentice race that you have claimers on, apart from Go Dante. But £5 claimer on him is going to be running off 11-1. I think he is definitely, he's like, obviously, a big field handicap. He's got proven form. It's something Paramount don't have in the big fields. And I think he could be bang there. And I think he's a very, very safe bet, 8-1. Go on then, Hug. Tell me why I'm going to get beaten.
You're going to get beaten by Paramount, sadly. With Paramount, I loved him when he ran at Hereford. Second time over hurdles at Hereford. I thought he was incredible. And then went to Taunton, as Finn said, Danau, he lost that. And then went to Donny, loved it. Went to Fakenham, loved it. Second at Fakenham, went and then bolted up at Fakenham again by another 14 lengths. I also think Rare Middleton, who was in a race with Nusrat and finished third in a race with Nusrat and Perseus Way and Scriptwriter and all of them. I think Bradley Roberts, do you know what his strike rate is?
What is it?
50%.
Yeah.
Six rides and won three of them. Probably best strike rate in the race, probably. I think nice little each way on Paramount for me. I think he'll be bang there.
Yeah, there's 2 8-1 chances. Thank you very much for listening to another episode of the Reverse Forecast podcast. I hope we have just as good a day, if not better, on the second day. We've got some big prices to back each way, and I'm very confident. I think it's going to be a great day.
What's your bet of the day, Finn?
My bet of the day is going to be Absolute Notions and No Looking Back in a double.
That's a big price. Big double.
That's what I'm feeling. That's a winner, that is.
I think my bet of the day is going to be Jerry Cullum with Absolute Notions in a double. The connections are going to have a worldy day, I think.
There you go. I hope you've enjoyed the podcast. Thanks so much. We'll see you.
Listen, we'll get one out tomorrow. We'll get out
early. Preview.
Yeah, it will be earlier, so you don't have to stay up late.
Yeah.
Thank you.